Ladies and gentlemen, step right up.
January 20th, 2017 will be remembered as the day the people became the rulers of this nation again. We assembled here today are issuing a new decree to be heard in every city, in every foreign capital, and in every hall of power. From this day forward, a new vision will govern our land. From this day forward, it's going to be only America first. We do not seek to impose our way of life on anyone, but rather to let it shine as an example. We will shine for everyone to follow. There should be no fear. We are protected, and we will always be protected. We will be protected by the great men and women of our military and law enforcement. And most importantly, we will be protected by God. We stand at the birth of a new millennium, ready to unlock the mysteries of space, to free the Earth from the miseries of disease, and to harness the energies, industries, and technologies of tomorrow. A new national pride will stir our souls, lift our sights, and heal our divisions. Your voice, your hopes, and your dreams will define our American destiny. Together, we will make America strong again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And yes, together, we will make America great again. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless America.
Let's go see the elephant! When I'm a roadrunner, honey.
All right, welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you so very much for tuning in to the American Adversaries Drive Time Prime Time Show, coming to you live on 1520 WBZW, AM660TheAnswer.com, and on your smart devices, because you have downloaded the free, I do dare to say again, free Answer Orlando app. All right, got a big show lined up for you here tonight, and once again, because we are live, we use the same phone number as always, 407-774-8255. Got Michael MacBath in the studio with me today. Of course, the union boss, economist extraordinaire.
Well, Chris, you know, tomorrow's a big day. You know, yeah. My teammate, you know, yeah. I will say friend.
You can't, you're just itching to get him out of prison, aren't you?
30, you know, media groups will be out to watch this hearing. Yeah. So we will see.
We'll speculate a little bit more about that during the show today. Got the Jeff Sinis on the bridge tonight.
How you doing?
There he is. How you doing? I am the philosopher, political mad scientist, Christopher Hart. And once again, thanks for being out there with us. All right, we do have a big show lined up. Here, let me make a real quick change here. Going to change my headphones there. I was getting a little buzz in those things there. Anyway, speaking of buzzes, They were buzzing on down to the White House today to have lunch with the president. The Senate, Republican senators, we're going to talk about that, and we're going to talk about some other things involving the Clinton campaign. But first, we're going to give you a little market update there.
Well, you know, again, this was I call another pretty good day considering everything out there. The Nasdaq set a new record. Nice to see that. The S&P set a new record. Nice to see that. Oil closed up again at $47.10. And the 10-year Treasury actually has backed off a little bit. It's about 226. But the whole idea, again, is I think we all believe, like I do believe, we're going to get some type of tax reform. I'm not sure what. I think it's coming. And I think, as you said when we referenced his luncheon today, I think Trump is going to really pound away on these Republicans, and they need a taskmaster, you know, virtually like in a circus where you have the lion and the guy has the whip. That's exactly what they need to do to these Republicans, because you people owe the American community to take advantage of what you claimed you were going to do for them at this point of election. We'll see.
Well, the operative word that you used there was "oh," because, in fact, the Republicans in Congress do owe the people who voted for them some action for their vote. Inaction is unacceptable, and the president told them that today.
Right.
He pretty much made it clear that he wants them to get back to work on this thing. He said repeal is okay, but repeal and replace is best. And he wants them to get back to work on it. He challenged them. He said, you should stay here and work until you get this done. You promised the people. And he made a little speech before their lunch. This was an impromptu lunch because of what's been happening over the last couple of days. This is apparently falling apart. Didn't we just say on the show last night, don't be surprised if they go back to work on this thing? Didn't we say that just last night?
Without a doubt.
Just last night.
Right.
And so today, first thing, they announce a lunch at the White House, and the president makes it very clear. He wants them to get back on, to work on repeal and replace. As he put it, we were so close, right? The way he looks at it, and the mainstream media was scoffing at him and laughing at him and ridiculing him when he said this. He tweeted out, we were at... we were 48-4. That's not bad.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, 48-4, meaning 48 senators going to vote yes, 4 was going to vote no. When you consider the monumental nature of this task, as it appears to be, that is very close. That means
very, very close,
a guy like Trump, who has closed many a deal, he knows that when he's that close, 9 times out of 10, you should be able to close the deal and get her done.
And I think
that's the way he's looking at it.
And you've got to put peer pressure down on these people, because remember, when they're sitting in the same room with their other peers and all of a sudden he's bearing down and explaining the consequences of not joining the other 48 and what's it's going to mean to them down the road, be it, you know, whatever office they're running for, oh boy, you better pay attention. And the main thing is the American people want this done. That's why you're in office. And I don't want to, you know, some of these I call left, a little bit to the left, like Collins and them. You know, we're getting tired of your act. You know, maybe next time run as a Democrat, because you got to come through when we need you to come through, because this is why this gentleman was elected.
Well, I think if it's true that she's going to run for governor of Maine, that's a good idea.
Yeah, I would think so,
too. I adore her.
You know, imagine where the campaign money's coming if she doesn't support this stuff. So,
see, that's part of the problem, though, because there are interest groups out there who now do not want this to change. There are some of the insurance companies that don't want it to change, or if it does change, they want that bailout, okay, which was the bailout that was built in the House bill and built upon in the Senate bill. And, you know, this is...
But you know what, Chris, when they talk about a bailout, the public doesn't have a bailout. We're all stuck.
Well, that's true. But but in essence, what the bailout would be...
Just a cap of losses.
Well, it would be to back up the pre-existing condition rule, which was going to stay in there. In other words... The government would give you a bunch of money, so don't go jacking up the premiums. We want actually the premiums to come down. So the government will back you up on that. Okay. Now, yeah, that's taxpayer money. It's a roundabout way of sort of doing the same thing.
Subsidy.
But when you pay your premium, it's a lot easier to swallow, you see?
A lot more politically palatable.
Exactly.
Right.
And see, that's another thing that the president started doing today, which we have been begging for around here. And that is sell the bill. Tout what's in the bill. Tell people what's in the bill, why it is better than what exists.
Right.
I tweeted this out a week or two ago. I can't remember. You can go to
Because we said it really months ago. Why didn't they preempt? I call it a preemptive strike on everything that they wanted done. Show what the comments of the negative side will be. Knock them out. Now you got a good argument.
Well, in essence, yes. What the Republicans should have been doing from the get-go is, first of all, explaining how they were going to go about this and why.
Right.
Okay? Budget reconciliation. They kept it a secret, you know, and still it's not really fully explained.
For the way you explained it, which I think obviously is very clear, but the point is it has such value in getting the argument across. This is, you know, hundreds of billions of dollars we can cut from our deficit. People understand this.
Right. Back in January, Mitch McConnell and Paul Ryan should have been out on the Sunday morning shows saying, because they wanted to know.
Right.
They would have put them on there saying, here's what we plan. Here's how we plan to do what we're going to do. They don't have to say, you know, any details of the plan. But this is more about the process.
Right.
And they go on and they say, here's what we're going to do. We've decided to go about this via the budget reconciliation. And Paul Ryan's touting this now, but in a roundabout way, he's going, for the first time in history, we're going to do two budgets in 1 year. But then and that's okay. That's fine. That's great. Mm-hmm. But then he doesn't go any further than that with the explanation.
Mm-hmm.
How are you going to do it? What do you mean by that? What does that mean? What does that mean that you're going to do that? And why are you doing that? And why is it such a big deal? See, he just stops, and the explanation is left hanging out there, you see? And so what they needed to do was come out and say, first and foremost, they needed to come out and explain, we're going to do the budget reconciliation, and we're going to try to do as much as we can with budget reconciliation because we assume that the Democrats are not going to want to do anything with us. Now,
that's clear.
Under budget reconciliation, they still have the opportunity to do that. But we're making the assumption, especially considering the nature of the campaign, the nature of the charges still mm-hmm. being made against the president-elect, that they're not going to be very cooperative. If you think otherwise, Mr. Todd or Mr. Wallace mm-hmm. or Ms. Raddatz or whatever, please,
step forward.
Yeah,
let's hear it.
Exactly. You know, this is politics. We expect it to be rough. We expect it to be very rough. But we're leaving the door open for our friends and our colleagues on the other side of the aisle to come over and work with us and help us out. But we have to assume and at least plan for the contingency that they won't. Because we have to get things done. The American public is hurting. And Obamacare is failing. And da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Right.
You see? And our colleagues, they're going to be mad. They're going to say we're doing this because we don't want to work with them. And we understand that. This is political gamesmanship. But the reality is budget reconciliation does not close the door to them. They are still welcome to be a part of the process. And as a matter of fact, when we get to it in the Senate, when we put the bill on the floor of the Senate, they will be able to offer as many amendments as they want.
Fair.
Kaboom.
Fair.
You see?
I agree.
You educate the public.
Yep.
You don't keep the public stupid. Otherwise, you end up looking stupid. And that's what we have now. You see?
No, I mean, they did such a poor job of pre-sell.
They didn't do any
or
pre-sell.
Any pre-sell.
None.
Right? And
none.
Now Trump's probably going to get it across to them. You guys got to get with it and sell your story and get your story done because, again, the American people are hurting. They're not going to forget you. You may think that. They're not going to forget you.
And he said, once again, he said, you need to stay here until you get the job done. See, this is the way we want government to function. This is the way the private sector functions.
Right.
This is the way anybody in a normal life functions. But the government, they come in for 2 weeks and then they're off again.
Yeah, take a month off.
Right.
Yeah. Trip to Alaska, maybe stop by Europe for a little bit.
Right. No, that's unacceptable anymore. They got work to do, and Trump is exactly right. They need to get their butts to work, and they need to not go home until they get her done. And Washington's a miserable place to be in August. Maybe that is a good incentive.
That's all right.
I think it's
a great incentive to get things accomplished. So,
all right.
Enjoy the heat.
In the meantime, we're going to take a break and come back with more of the American Adversaries. I hope you've come back with us.
FM 105.5, AM 660, The Answer.
It's that time of year when wedding bells are ringing. If you or someone you know is getting married, then you need to know Dino Rento Studios is there to help make every wedding a unique and special event. They have expert wedding planners that can help you every step of the way. Need decorations? They have them. Dino Rento Studios has everything you need to make that wedding very special. Don't let stress over the occasion spoil it. Turn to Dino Rento Studios and that wedding will turn out wonderfully. Call them in Orlando at 800-704-7089 or visit them at dinorentostudios.com. That's D-I-N-O-R-E-N-T-O-S studios.com.
This is Chris Hart of the American Adversaries, where we keep you informed, even if that makes you a little tense. Sometimes that's good, but for your overall health and well-being, I'm here to tell you, you need to relax. Relax in comfort, and I'm going to tell you how you can do just that. Everyone loves a personal massage to ease those pains and discomforts, and it would be great to have one every day. But at $75 and up with tip, who can afford it? However, could you afford the most relaxing massage you've ever had for, say, $5 per day? I've had one of these wonderful massage experiences at Relax and Comfort in Winter Park Village, and I want you to have the same soothing and stress-relieving total body massage that I had at Relax and Comfort. Listen for your chance to win some time in Panasonic's new massage chair for a more relaxing and invigorating massage than you'll get from a professional masseuse. You'll love it. Stay tuned for details and relax in comfort.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
I-4 eastbound is still not too bad. Your delays start at Osceola Parkway to 535, then heavy south trail to Ivanhoe. Slow Fairbanks to 436, and 46A to the bridge will be heavy from an earlier crash. Westbound backups from Princeton to Michigan, John Young Parkway to the Turnpike, Sand Lake to Central Florida Parkway, and approaching the 429. Good news on the beach line, a crash westbound around the 520 is out of the way. You're up to speed on the beach line, but slow and go on the 520 and on East Colonial in the area. I'm Mick Dolan with Answer Traffic.
Susie Q, baby, I love you, my Susie Q. Okay, back to the mic.
Yes.
Less singing and more talk radio.
Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, Susie Q, our little intro music for Susan Rice. We'll divert here. We'll get into this a little bit more in a minute. I want to talk a little bit more about Trump today, but... Susan Rice has announced that she's decided that it's not such a good idea, after all, to voluntarily testify in front of Congress. So she has declined the invitation to do so.
Do you think she got a note from one of the Clintons? You know, Chris?
Well, the note probably came in the form of the news of Peter
Klaus,
Smith.
Or how about Klaus Eberwein?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But she has decided to clam up. Mm-hmm. And as we said yesterday, she could have gotten up and walked out anyway because she was not going to be there under a subpoena unless when she walked in the door they were going to issue one to her, which may have been the case, and she might have found out.
Right.
And by the way, one of the guys that's on the Clinton Deadpool, his job was to issue subpoenas. Remember that?
Yeah.
And he delivered a subpoena on a Democrat a campaign official, and soon after that found it, you know, a victim of Arkanside.
Yeah.
And by the way, if you're wondering what Arkanside is, we posted up on our Facebook page yesterday.
The one I like there, Chris.
You should be able to figure it out, though.
You know, when you think of all the ways that the Clintons take care of these people, I like the guy that was weightlifting. Now, you know, I've weightlifted many, many years along with many, many friends of mine, and we never really had a bench press fall on our neck and crush us. Like, that's a good one.
This is was scheduled to testify or appear in front of some investigative agency within days. I'm going to have to get that list back out.
I wonder how old he was, too, because I wonder why he even was weightlifting doing benches.
No, he wasn't that old. He was
30s?
So he was known to work out. He was in the gym working out by himself, and they found him with the weights. He was laying on the bench press machine with free weights. laying across his throat. So you figure that out, all right?
Yeah, that's, I mean, like I said, I'm not sure how you do that.
Well, unless he were to drop the weights.
Or maybe the guy just slams it down and holds it against his neck.
That's one possibility.
Could very well
yes.
Been.
All right. Anyway, like I said, that's a little diversion.
That's another story.
Back to Trump at the White House today. Once again, this is what we were talking about last night. The reality is to get the tax cuts that we need and that we want right now, it would be far, far easier to do both politically and in terms of the process if they get it done with this health care bill. Okay,
because you'd have a defined number that you can now put against all your other aspects.
The reason they call budget reconciliation budget reconciliation is because it's about the budget and everything has to be reconciled. In other words, if you have a tax cut, you have to reconcile that tax cut with a spending cut. Likewise, if you have a spending increase, you have to reconcile that somehow, either by cutting spending somewhere else, which we know they never do, or increasing revenues generally with an increase in the taxes, because that's the way they think in Washington, right? It usually would be the other way around. If they lowered the tax, they'd get the more money because that's the way it works. But that's that in bookkeeping, they can't do that. So in order to have the tax cuts that we need and get it done in an easy fashion, they need to get this done. And we said last night that reality is soon going to dawn on somebody. Well, obviously it dawned on somebody last night.
Yeah.
As the sun was going down, it was dawning on them. We still got to get this done for the tax cuts. Now, what they could do if they don't get her done and they still want to try to get tax cuts via budget reconciliation, they got two options, actually. They can try to get tax cuts the good old-fashioned way and bring the Democrats in and get your 60-vote margin and all that. Of course, the tax cuts ain't going to be squat, all right? But now, doodly squat, as the woman says in The Outlaw of Josie Wales. That big talk
great.
Ain't worth doodly squat, right? So what they'll do is, once again, resort to the budget reconciliation. And so this is where the border tax comes in. Right?
Right.
If you lower taxes on corporations and on individuals,
you got to offset it.
You have to offset it. Oh, wow. Somebody had a great idea. A border tax. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. See what I'm saying about you can still maybe go about it, but that's going to be more painful, right?
Nobody wants a new tax. You don't want to do that.
You know, why say you're lowering taxes only to offset it with a whole new tax?
Mm-hmm.
How is that really lowering?
An unpopular tax,
you're just shifting the burden. You see? That once again, that's why this has to get done. These holdouts have got to be pulled over, pushed over, coaxed over, bought over, induced over, somehow brought on board to get this thing done. Trump today was showing some leadership, and hopefully it rubbed off on McConnell.
Well, maybe we'll be able to visit our congressman in the month of August. Hi, I'm from Orlando. You know?
We'll be back. 5. We'll be back.
At AM 660, The Answer.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. A new poll finds that Americans overwhelmingly want lawmakers of both parties to negotiate on health care. Only 13% support Republican moves to repeal Obamacare without a replacement. The Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research survey found that 8 in 10 said Republicans should approach Democrats with an offer to negotiate if their own overhaul fails, and nearly 9 in 10 said Democrats should take Republicans up on that. An Australian woman who was shot to death by a Minneapolis police officer called 911 twice that night to report a possible sexual assault in the alley behind her home. City officials on Wednesday released transcripts of the 911 calls that Justine Damon made Saturday night. Damon was shot and killed by a responding officer after she approached their squad car when it finally arrived. A Wall Street that up by 66 points. This is SRN News.
news and the latest answer traffic now.
I'm Nick Dolan. A 21-year-old Brockledge man was killed late this morning in a crash westbound on the Beach Line in East Orange County. The man, whose name hasn't been released, was driving westbound when he struck the rear of a tractor trailer. An Osceola County Sheriff's deputy facing charges after he's been accused of slamming a woman's head against a wall. Deputy Richard Ortiz is charged with battery and domestic violence. A man involved in a hit-and-run with a Windermere police cruiser last week has finally been found and arrested in Lake County. 49-year-old Scott Mitchell says the officer pulled in front of him, but he also hit another car after he fled the scene. And Walt Disney World has unveiled an Uber-like transportation alternative on Disney properties featuring SUVs that look just like Minnie Mouse. Guests will have to pay about $20. The Supreme Court has okayed the administration's refugee ban. The health care debate continues, and the stock market finishes up. Find out the latest with your free Answer Orlando app or your free 1520 WBZW hometown app in your device's app store.
The news stories are alarming. Sexual assault, violence, workers' comp fraud, and drug abuse. And it's happening in the workplace. Last year, a construction worker in Central Florida attacked his boss with a front-end loader and almost buried him alive. And the Pulse nightclub shooter worked as a security guard for a company that knew he was mentally unstable. Hi, I'm Kathy Santomassino with ASAP Programs. If you're a business owner or manager, it's your responsibility to safeguard your employees. Did you know a company can be held liable if an employee does harm to someone? Negligent hiring can result in a company being sued, especially if that company didn't conduct a thorough background check. With Applicant 360 Screening Solutions, you will be able to effectively screen your job applicants and make smarter hiring choices. Don't base your decision on a first impression and a resume. Call me today at 407-702-9511. Call 407-702-9511.
Nearly everyone loves Italian food, but those people who love true, authentic Italian go to Cafe Positano. It's because owner and chef Pasquale Barba offers home-cooked food from his hometown, Positano, Italy. He is Italian. Local fresh items are combined with rare ingredients imported only from Italy, along with generations-old family recipes. Whether it's pizza or those delicious daily specials, taste for yourself at Cafe Positano, 4 miles west of I-4 on 436. 407-774-8080, the most authentic Italian food in Central Florida.
Folks, did you know that the diagnosis of autoimmune disorders is rising dramatically? Millions of Americans now suffer with these afflictions. You may be one of them. If you are, don't stress out, chill out at Chill Cryosauna. Cryotherapy is a non-invasive treatment that for 2 to 3 minutes lowers the surface temperature of your skin to 40 degrees Fahrenheit. This triggers your own body's healing and rejuvenating processes. By chilling you outside, your body works to heal from the inside. No drugs, no surgery. More and more people are finding relief with cryotherapy. Maybe you can too. Even if you're healthy, it offers benefits such as increased energy, stamina, and a more youthful appearance. To schedule your first treatment, call Chill Cryosauna at 407-473-0992 or visit chillcryosauna.com. Call now and improve your health from the inside out. People under a doctor's care should consult their physician.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
I-4 eastbound, still not too bad. We've got some heavy spots. Eastbound from Osceola Parkway to 535, from South Trail to Ivanhoe. Fairbanks to 436 is slow and still heavy, 46A to the bridge. Westbound backups, Princeton to Michigan, South Trail to the Turnpike, Sand Lake to Central Florida Parkway, and past 192. The Beach Line now heavy westbound from the Turnpike into I-4, and it's a long ride on 436 from Red Bug Lake Road all the way down to the airport. I'm Mick Dolan with Answer Traffic.
More political mayhem is on the way. You're listening to The American Adversaries, if you can take it.
Okay, welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for being with us tonight. We really do appreciate it. You are great listeners as we come to you live on 1520 WBZW and AM660TheAnswer.com. And don't forget tonight, midnight, our time, will be rebroadcast in our entirety on the Talk America Radio Network. That's talkamericaradio.us, midnight. Okay, I am Christopher Hart, along with Mike McBath. Just got a new issue from the CBO.
Right, here we go again. Obamacare repeal would leave 32 million more uninsured and double premiums. Now, that sounds pretty ominous, doesn't it, Chris?
Say that again. Read that again.
Okay. Obamacare repeal would have 32 million more uninsured and double premiums. That's
so,
the statement.
So they're
from,
saying that, I assume, is for repeal only.
Repeal only.
Right.
Yeah,
okay.
Well, the point is, the average guy will look at it and go, oh, my God, if they do this, no one will have insurance. Well, let me.
Well,
give
not just
you
the average guy, but a lot of people in Congress, too. We're going to say,
yeah,
right?
Some of those meatheads. But I'm just saying, imagine if Obamacare goes out of business. How many people have insurance? None.
Right.
But they don't. And again, as we've emphasized this, it's the static of the CBO in, you know, their appraisals of everything.
Right.
So, and now this is something they should be out in front of. And so what do you expect to hear from the CBO? But let me tell you why that's a falsehood.
Right. It is indeed. But this goes back to our point before about getting out ahead of things.
Right. You've got to be running strong in advance.
Right. First thing McConnell and Ryan should have done back in January is go on all the Sunday shows and describe how they're going to do things. I suppose they thought, we better keep it secret because if the other side finds out, they'll somehow mess us up. But, I mean, once they passed the rule to do a budget reconciliation, the Democrats already knew. The only people that didn't know what was going on was evidently a lot of people in Congress and most of the American public.
Right.
Okay? And lo and behold, the information fell into my lap, and so we started talking about it. And I, you know, dug into it a little bit more as to the specifics of what it means to be budget reconciliation and all of that. Got a little bit better understanding. And so we start talking about it, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is what these darn fools should have been doing. And once again, as we said before, and the Democrats, their complaint is, they decided they didn't want us in the party. You know, the Republicans should have said, and oh, by the way, our Democratic colleagues is probably going to make them mad. But this is not meant to exclude them. This is meant to make sure that we get something done for the American public because they're suffering and da-da-da-da-da. Okay? All right. The second thing they should have done was once they came up with something, and the CBO, either before or right when the preferably before, but or right when the CBO came out with the numbers, they should have come out with their explanation of why the plan was better and why the CBO numbers are, even if you accept them, don't really tell the full story.
Yeah, they should make sure they understand the discrepancies, you know, between the plan that they are putting forth and the CBO, but that should be made very clear before the CBO numbers come out. They got an idea what those numbers are going to be. I can't believe they don't have any faint idea what they're going to be. So I would say, you know, if we do this, repeal everything, here's what I expect the CBO to come out with. They're going to tell you that the massive people are going to be, no kidding. Because we just repealed it. But what's going to happen if Obamacare goes under, which we also know is going on everywhere in the country? It'll be a lot worse than the CBO. So take these figures and realize how inaccurate the CBO has been. Why aren't they preaching these things and I call tenderizing your position?
You were a salesman of sort for most of your career, right?
Right.
Right?
And
okay, so a lot of times when you're making a sale, you're not just giving the good, you also give the bad and the ugly.
You eliminate the other person's objectives before you even get there.
Right. That's what I'm talking about.
That's exactly what you do. These people need a basic course in understanding a presentation.
If you do that in debate as well, you will do well in debate.
Right, because you're funneling down to the point you want.
And you're not just that, but you're showing that you're seeing all or much more than just your one perspective.
Right.
You see, you're seeing the other side's perspective.
Right.
And you can deal with it in several different ways. You can deal with it as though the other side's going to be antagonistic, or you can deal with it in the sense that in politics, now I know my Democratic colleagues are going to face a lot of pressure from their constituents to do or not do this, and we don't want to make it too difficult for them, but we have to get something done for the American public. You see, you throw out these mitigating arguments that even before the Democrats come out and start stomping their feet, you say, look, we understand if you do that. We understand that this is politics. We understand you got to go through all that, but we'll work with you still, but we have to get something done at the end of the day. We will get something done for the American public because we promised them that we would.
See, and that's the way, as we've said for what, I think more than months, this is the way it should have been attacked back in January. Yeah. And I think Trump gets it now. I mean, I think he's probably always got it. And I think he sits there as a businessman and says, how could these bozos not have done this the right way? And
well,
now
I
he's going to bear on down on them.
I think that the political operatives that he does have around him, and mm-hmm. there are a few, Reince Priebus and a few others, and the leadership in Congress was, look, you know, the media's raking you over. It was a tough campaign. This is our street. I mean, this is our house down here. Mm-hmm. Let us do our business, and then you help us, you know. But it didn't work. And so the president today came out and showed how it should be done. And he gave a speech, as we said, and by the way, we're putting it up on our Facebook if Kathy hasn't already got it up there. It was more a speech to them than it was to the public, but it was shown and he said, and first he started talking about, you know, how bad it is for people under Obamacare. And then he talked about the responsibility, that they have to get this done. And he said, talked about how close we were to her, and he said, you need to go back to work and get this done.
And what I like,
and he put the moral imperative on him.
Right, it puts the full pressure of the White House, because those congressmen are sitting there thinking, oh boy, Bob and Mary back in Kansas, they're watching this, and boy, I really do look bad, and maybe he is right, and well, maybe I better get with it.
By the way, the president next week now, they are moving mm-hmm. up, I believe, their schedule. I can't remember. I'm sorry. I should have written it down when I saw it this morning. He is going to be going out and doing a rally, a campaign rally.
We need more of these.
Yeah. Yep. And for some reason, I'm thinking Stanton, Ohio or something like that.
Wouldn't it be great in the month of August he does four or five rallies?
Well, they were already planned.
Well, this is great.
They were already planned to push the tax reform, mm-hmm. okay? I believe this is I don't want to say impromptu, but a recent planned event. Let's put it that way. Okay, an impromptu event.
Yeah, whatever.
All right, but so obviously the president, you know, he recognizes the importance of getting this done. He's a delegator. I mean, you try to allow the people who say they can get it done for you.
Right, they get first shot.
Right,
and I'm going to clean the mess up.
And if they don't get it done,
I'm going to stay on top of you.
Right.
Or we really got to make some changes.
Right, exactly. Yep. And so, not at all surprised to hear today the president say, "Let's get back to work on this thing and get it done." We were close, and he's right. He's right.
But I just love the fact the pressure that they're going to feel. And, you know, and again, I think
it's called the bully pulpit.
Right. I think of these three women who I wonder,
yeah,
are there leftists
and
or
Rand
what?
Paul.
Right. And well, Rand Paul just wants to see himself all the time. How many times was he on TV during the debates listening to himself? I mean, I don't even know if he knows what he's saying. But these three women, you know, you're supposed to be Republicans. You're supposed to work within the framework of the party and the direction we want to go. And right now, you are not. So you're going to bear some of this brunt.
Right. Right. And our colleague Hugh Hewitt and the president did this to a certain extent as well. And Mike Gallagher, our colleague this morning, also said, look, if you're a no vote, you're a yes vote for Obamacare.
That's right.
Because your no vote means we're stuck with Obamacare.
Mm-hmm.
It is a choice between the two. Right. We either begin to move away.
No.
We don't entirely get away from it. But we begin the process, like we've been saying around here, in politics, you take, practically in life, you take what you can get when you can get it, or you may not end up with anything. If you don't get it while you can, you don't get nothing, you see? And that's what we're facing now. Because they wouldn't take what they could get, we're facing getting nothing. Because I guarantee you that these women will not vote for total repeal. The question is, will they even vote a motion to put the House bill on the floor? And that's what they're talking about doing. They're not the first thing they got to do is vote to put the House bill under consideration on the floor of the Senate. Then they begin the amendment process. And the amendment process could be First Amendment total repeal. That's not going to happen, you see? And so the argument now to these women should be, at least let us debate this. But see, they're afraid that whatever comes out still won't suit them.
Yeah, but they don't know whatever's going to come out.
But they don't want to risk it, you see?
Okay, and bear the White House.
But that's where the promising and the coaxing and the inducing comes in. Well, and so they just need to be induced a little more, I guess.
Induced or goose? Something like that, you know?
Induced.
Induced. Yeah, no, forget that.
We'll be back.
FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
This is Chris Hart of the American Adversaries, where we keep you informed, even if that makes you a little tense. Sometimes that's good, but for your overall health and well-being, I'm here to tell you, you need to relax. Relax in comfort. And I'm going to tell you how you can do just that. Everyone loves a personal massage to ease those pains and discomforts, and it would be great to have one every day. But at $75 and up with tip, who can afford it? However, could you afford the most relaxing massage you've ever had for, say, $5 per day? I've had one of these wonderful massage experiences at Relax and Comfort in Winter Park Village, and I want you to have the same soothing and stress-relieving total body massage that I had at Relax and Comfort. Listen for your chance to win some time in Panasonic's new massage chair for a more relaxing and invigorating massage than you'll get from a professional masseuse. You'll love it. Stay tuned for details and relax in comfort.
The weather is heating up, and so is the Central Florida real estate market. Hi, I'm Pierce Outlaw, Vice President of Patriot Home Funding. The greatest asset a buyer has in a hot competitive market is the ability to close on time, at a great rate, and with no hassle. The home loan professionals at Patriot Home Funding are dedicated to making sure you get the best financing possible to make you the most attractive buyer possible. And if you are a seller, you need the peace of mind of knowing that your buyers are pre-approved by the most knowledgeable and experienced lender to ensure your sale closes. All it takes is one free 15-minute phone call to get your pre-approval today. Our 112 combined years of superior service and expertise will stand behind you as a buyer or seller to ensure your transaction closes on time, efficiently, with the best rate and lowest cost possible. Pick up that phone now and call Patriot Home Funding at 877-377-8123. That's 877-377-8123. Or visit us on the web at mypHF.com. That's mypHF.com. At Patriot Home Funding, we finance the American dream. Patriot Home Funding is a licensed mortgage broker in the state of Florida, NMLS number 171699, and is an equal housing lender.
Ladies and gentlemen, we all know that one of the biggest investments we'll make in life is the house we choose to make our home. So why make this investment without knowing exactly what you're getting into? That's where Aubrey Kahn of Firm Foundation Home Inspections comes in. He'll make sure that excitement over the purchase of a house or rental property or commercial property doesn't turn into a nightmare after you take the keys. To get the most thorough and complete inspection, go to OrlandosHomeInspector.com or just call Aubrey Kahn at 321-624-0254. Don't roll the dice on your home purchase. Remember, call Aubrey Kahn at 321-624-0254.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Rain is starting to affect your commute on I-4 eastbound, heavy from Osceola Parkway to 535, from John Young Parkway to Ivanhoe, then slow Fairbanks up to 434, and 46A to the bridge will be heavy. Westbound delays from Princeton to Michigan, South Trail to the Turnpike, Sand Lake to Central Florida Parkway, and 192 to the 429. 408 westbound, we've got construction delays with the rain from John Young Parkway to Hiawassee, and Turnpike delays both directions between Osceola Parkway and I-4. because of the rain. I'm Mick Dolan with Answer Traffic.
All right. Welcome back to the show, folks. A little Love's theme for you there. I'm sure that the senators are feeling a lot of love.
There's been many phone calls up to these senators, Chris?
I'm sure they're feeling the love.
Yeah.
Let's find out.
Yeah, let's see how the conversations go.
Hey, JJ, how you doing tonight?
Hey, good. How are you guys?
All right, JJ. I hope you laid it on them.
Feeling better knowing you're out there.
I do. Oh, thanks. I called. I thought, you know what? I'm going to make the time because it didn't take me but 10 minutes, but because of being on hold a little bit. But I called all five of those senators, Moran from Kansas, Murkowski, Alaska, Portland, Ohio, Capito, West Virginia, and Heller in Nevada.
Right.
And the number, I don't know if you guys heard Jay Sekulow, but he gave the number, and I know you're good about giving these numbers out for the Senate.
Do you have it?
You might get interns, or you might get staff, or you might get an answering machine. I left three messages and talked to two staff members and told them, tell them they ran on this and they need to keep their campaign promise and not foist this. They need to end this nightmare that is Obama. They don't have to live with it, but we do.
Yeah.
So, among other things. But anyway, the number to call.
Now, first of all, let me be clear about this. This is one number, and they'll hook you up with all five?
Yeah, that's what I wanted to tell everybody. They go, I called this number five times just because I didn't know how to, it didn't say go back to main menu, so I just had to do it five times. But the same number will get you, it's the Senate in D.C., and it says, you've reached the U.S. Senate office, and please enter your zip code or your state. And I just, a little white lie, I just said Kansas, and then they name both senators, Moran, the other guy. But I gave my name, and I just said, I just want to tell Senator Moran, please vote for the repeal and get phase one started, what you ran on.
Good for you.
To honor your promise and keep your word. You got elected on that you were going to repeal and replace. And Jay, I don't know if you're Jay, I was going to say Jay Leno.
Yeah.
Jay Sekulow. He said he ran all this ad of that Shelley Moore Capito where she was saying, we've got to do this for the American people.
Right.
Well, they were saying that when they knew Obama would veto it.
Right.
We tried.
Right, right. Exactly. Right. Yeah. So what's the number?
Everybody called.
Okay, go ahead.
202.
Yep.
224.
Yep.
3121. And just put the state. And if you don't want to put your zip code, just put the state.
Okay. Yeah, we've been giving that number out. However, we didn't tell how it works when you call that number. I'll be honest with you, I'm embarrassed to say I haven't called it. I'll call it tonight.
But I didn't want to see how it works.
Yeah.
They could see 407, but people move all around and can live in Missouri and have a 407 error code.
So sure.
Because I didn't want to end up in the Deadpool or something.
But. Right.
JJ, but the two people you talked to, did they try to refute anything you said, or they just say, okay, thanks, appreciate what you said, and we'll take it?
No, they actually listened, and I just said, I'm just calling. And one of them did ask me my zip code, and I said, I don't live in Nevada, but I am an American citizen, and his vote affects me.
Right.
So even though I'm not his direct constituent. And she said, I will be sure and pass this your comments along. And she sounded sincere, and so did the other fellow.
Well, see, what they do is that what they're doing right now is manning the phones to gauge the public's feeling on this. And the fact that you called from a different state is going to have a bearing on it. They didn't put you in the same column, but they put you in a column. And it means something that people are that motivated even to call from out of state. So believe me, it meant something that you called and took the effort and got through like that.
It's easy enough to put in your phone. I'm going to put it in my phone. And then when I have spare time, just call and keep bothering them.
I've been
why not?
I've been periodically putting that phone number out now for a while. And I said, I didn't know what happened when you called it. So now we do.
Well, the thing is, I didn't want to find out if I put my zip. It was like, please enter your state or zip, the little menu.
Right,
this.
Right.
And I thought, if I put the zip in, it might just kick me out if I'm not in their district.
Right.
So I just would say the name of that, you know.
If it's a senator, it's going to tell them the state that you're from, but there's no district. I mean, because the senators are, you know, statewide.
But if it were
a member of Congress, as they say.
No, but they might not recognize the zip as being from the state.
You're right. Yeah, you're right. Exactly about that. Yeah.
So,
all right. Well, thanks and good work.
Yeah, thanks.
Thank you and good work.
That is good work. And I'm glad she's given us the number. So all these people, whenever you get spare time, call and harass them. They deserve it.
Actually, you don't want to use the word harass. Let's just call them and encourage them to do what they promised to do, like
and
JJ
did. If they don't
do it,
then call and harass them.
All right. There you go. All right. Thank you, JJ. All right, we appreciate that. So once again, the number is 202-224-3121, 202-224-3121, and that is the Senate operator, and they'll ask you your state, and if you want to speak to a senator's office in a different state, just tell them that state.
Mm-hmm.
They'll give you the two senators, the options, and you choose the one or choose them both, and then they'll patch you through. So, and obviously there's no charge. You use your cell phones. 202-224-3121 is the number.
What a great way for individuals to vent their frustrations and know that somebody hopefully is listening.
Right. And by the way, that Senator Moran is Kansas. Senator Lee is Utah. Senator Capito is Virginia. Senator Murkowski is Alaska. Senator Collins is Maine.
Parts unknown.
Senator Portman is Ohio. And I think Ron
Caputo.
Johnson was, Capito is Virginia.
Yep.
She's
West Virginia.
West Virginia.
Yeah.
And Ron Johnson is Wisconsin.
Wisconsin.
So there you go. So do what JJ did and express your opinion. I'm going to do it myself.
No, I'm doing it for sure. I'm going to do it tonight. See if anybody around or leave the message.
You know, you could even say you're from New York and get the office of the senator of Chuck Schumer and give him a message. That's a setup for you.
I know, for our contest. I got it, dude.
Mike was over here putting a number in his telephone.
Yeah, I am, because I'm going to be calling that number, you know. But what we're doing in our contest this week, since our liberal Democrats have tried every trick in the book to punish America's progress, what message do you have for two of our favorite Democrats? One is Maxine Waters. Boy, do I love her. And the other one is Schmuck Schumer. And come up with a message you would like to leave them, now that we're talking about messages, right?
There you go.
To stop. Now, my message for Maxine would be, Maxine, stop your race tainted ramps and get a new wig. Now, for Chuck, get yourself and get your New York City mayor, de Blasio. And why don't both of you two run for president and vice president in 2020 so we are sure we're going to win the White House? So that's the message I want to send them. So come up with the message you want to send these two.
All right. And that'll be for tomorrow night's show. The Rays are off tomorrow night, so we'll have the whole show unencumbered. And we look forward to your contest entries. And once again, a great prize package lined up for you.
Think about this. We are talking about, she just called up and sent a message. That's our contest.
Hey.
A message to Laura.
Message in a bottle. Okay, get those messages bottled up and ready to go for tomorrow night's contest. All right?
JJ will be already in the contest.
There you go. That's hour one. We'll be back for hour number two. You are listening to the American Adversaries Drive Time Primetime Show.
It's Rays Baseball on FM 105.5, AM 660, The Answer, WORL, Altamont Springs, Orlando, and 1520 WBZW, Apopka, a service of
Ladies and gentlemen, step right up!
January 20th, 2017, will be remembered as the day the people became the rulers of this nation again. We assembled here today are issuing a new decree to be heard in every city, in every foreign capital, and in every hall of power. From this day forward, a new vision will govern our land. From this day forward, it's going to be only America first. We do not seek to impose our way of life on anyone, but rather to let it shine as an example. We will shine for everyone to follow. There should be no fear. We are protected, and we will always be protected. We will be protected by the great men and women of our military and law enforcement. And most importantly, we will be protected by God. We stand at the birth of a new millennium, ready to unlock the mysteries of space, to free the Earth from the miseries of disease, and to harness the energies, industries, and technologies of tomorrow. A new national pride will stir our souls, lift our sights, and heal our divisions. Your voice, your hopes, and your dreams will define our American destiny. Together, we will make America strong again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And yes, together, we will make America great again. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless America.
Let's go see the elephant! When I'm a road!
All right, welcome back for hour number two of the American Adversaries Drive Time Prime Time Show. Thank you so very, very much for listening to us on 1520 WBZW, AM660TheAnswer.com, or your smart devices. And don't forget, you can listen to us again if you can't get enough of us now at midnight on TalkAmericaRadio.us Liberty Channel. Mike McBath in the studio with me, Christopher Hart. Got Jeff Sinis on the bridge once again tonight. 407-774-8255 is our number. And in just a few minutes, we're going to give you once again the number to the Senate operator, which can get you hooked up with any of the senators. And we'll give you the handful of senators you need to express your opinion to. And
do it before the summer ends, because we hope to have this resolved.
The president called the Republican senators into the White House today. He put Dean Heller right to his right, and Tim Scott was on his left hand, and then Lisa Murkowski, and he was once again, he's challenging them to get this done, and he said, you were put here because you promised to get it done. For 7 years you have been promising to get this done. We now have the opportunity to get this done. Let's get it done, and don't go home until you do. And a powerful message from the president today, showing some real serious leadership. In the meantime, the media started off the day beating him down again over a secret Russian secret meeting with the Russian President Vladimir Putin that was held in the same room as all of the other 18 G20 leaders and their wives, or husband in one case.
It was really secret,
two cases,
right?
Yeah.
No.
What happened was, during a meeting that was set up by Angela Merkel, of course, the hostess of the G20 meeting in Hamburg, she had them all sit down to a big dinner, right? A big formal dinner.
If I flew that far, I'd expect something nice like that, right?
All 20 leaders and spouses, and Putin was there. And at some point, people kind of got up, milled about a little bit, and Trump was milling around, speaking to some of the other leaders, and he sat down next to Putin and talked to him with only Putin's interpreter for a while.
Oh, no.
And no other officials around, no note-taking, nothing like that. The media was aware of this going on, and yet now it's another secret meeting.
Right.
Yes. Oh, my God. What? And it's what was said? What is Putin holding over him? And what blackmail did was transpiring?
Were pictures exchanged? this is so ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
I mean, I hate to even hear these stories.
Obama met repeatedly in private with Putin, right? Mm-hmm. With nobody else around.
Oh, I know.
And although I wouldn't have been too comfortable with that.
I'd be afraid Putin would beat Obama up. You know?
I guess the real telling thing here is that the media has known about this. And yet decided for some reason now, I guess they're running out of steam in the Junior story, so now they got to go somewhere else, right? By the way, speaking of Junior, he and Paul Manafort will be speaking, testifying, whatever you want to call it, in front of the Senate Intelligence Committee a week from today, next Wednesday, in public. Monday, Jared Kushner will be speaking to the same committee in private. So we won't be able to see Kushner speak, but Junior and Manafort, we will.
Now, can they do what Susan Rice did?
Those are I suppose they could, because they have been invited and volunteered. They have not been subpoenaed.
So Susan Rice, though, chose not to accept the invitation now.
She has announced that she has decided it is not a good idea to voluntarily testify in front of Congress about all the things that she said she didn't do.
Well, there's no doubt in my mind she didn't do any of those things.
Oh, yeah, right.
Hillary did them.
And by the way, of course, one of her excuses before of the attacks, and I presume she's going to use this again, is that this is a sexist and racist attack on her.
You know, whenever they use those two words, you know it didn't happen. That's what they use when they're lying.
And you know that they're using
sexist is race. Oh, that's a lie.
And you know that they're using the big artillery in order to deflect what's coming their way, you see, to fight it off. Yep. And usually they do it pretty successfully. We'll see what happens in her case. They need to slap her with subpoenas. And they need to quit messing around and get down to business.
That's why I don't understand why they don't do that. We want the answers. We don't want time wasted. We don't want to see these bums in Congress sitting there doing nothing but having sandwiches and it makes me sick. Get the answers.
Or not even being in Washington at all. The president is so right today. These guys are backed up with work, and they need to keep their butts in the saddle until they get it done. I don't care how sore those butts get. Right? The more sore that it gets, maybe the more motivated they will be to get the work done.
Well, I hope the month of August is hot and humid up there.
All right. Okay, 407-774-8255 is our phone number, and we've been giving out the phone number to the Senate operator, and Alfred's on the line, and he has another phone number.
I like this.
Alfred, what you got?
Yes, as JJ came online, I was thinking that I did this morning, I called, but I couldn't get through. I wanted to see if I can get a message to President Trump. So I kept dialing here, dialing up the page, the White House page online. It's not complete. There's some numbers missing. So I kept on looking, dialing here, dialing there. I got the number, 282-456-1414. And you get there to a volunteer, that person, that will take a message, a live person. Other places you have to, you know, record it or whatever. And I left a message telling them to tell the president that I appreciate much what he is doing and not to take any more guff from the Democrats, especially now even from the Republicans.
Good for you.
Taking a beating all over, you know.
Can you give us that phone number one more time?
Sure. 202.
202.
456.
1414. Okay, so the
202. You've got to wait a little while because you can get through, but it's worth it because it's a live person. And she said she would get this over to the White House.
Excellent.
And, because I'm sick and tired. Sometimes I put on these other stations, especially Hispanic stations.
Yes.
Oh, God, you can't believe the falseness and the beating that he takes. From all sides, there it's horrible.
Yeah,
I listened to it 5 minutes, I feel so bad that I can't get them and strangle them for their
well,
lives.
You know, I understand your sentiment, and I feel the same way, too. But, you know, when I think about it, sometimes I think, you know, at some point they're going to realize how vicious and cruel that they treated this man, and unrightfully so. And they're going to be ashamed of themselves.
They should be ashamed
of
themselves.
Yeah, and it may, you know, it may not be in this life. It may be in the next life.
The problem is, Chris, I hope they don't wreck America in this.
But, yeah, the...
Well, the best we can do is support him all the way, and he can get his things through. And then
that's
in 2020,
it.
Get him elected again, and they'll have to shut up that time.
Yeah. And,
or they'll all have a fit and fall dead of heart attacks or whatever.
Right.
Because
yeah.
he's still in power.
Yeah, exactly. But you're so, so right.
It's too much.
What is good? See, making America great again, he cannot do by himself.
No.
He needs our support
all the
first
time.
And foremost and all the time. You are
That's
so right.
That's why we have to call that number and let him know. Because all those calls to the senators, to the representatives, it works. It works. And we have to call that at least that he can get that the people out there appreciate what he is doing.
You're absolutely right,
well,
Alfred.
That's great, Alfred, you do that. And yep. I think it's up to us as listeners and everything else to call these numbers and show the verbal support.
Yeah, because by the time we send a letter,
right.
if we send it somewhere else to be checked out, you know, he gets it, then times have passed. But with a call directly, and if it gets to his ear, somebody, if it's not to him, it's to his supporters in Washington you know, assistant.
What they do is each call, they have a form, in essence, and they fill the form out. And then they pass those on. And believe me, they make a difference.
It does.
So,
it does.
Yeah.
Okay,
right.
God bless you.
That's
Same
good.
To
Great
you,
job,
Alfred.
Albert. I love it.
Bye-bye. Excellent. Yep. All right. So the White House phone number, 202-456-1414. That's where you can give the president words of encouragement. I guess maybe even suggestions if you have them.
Offer different thoughts.
202-456-1414. And the Senate number, the same. Encouragement and suggestions, 202-224-3121, which will get you the Senate operator or a recording, which will ask you your zip code or the state. And the key here is to give a zip code or the state of a senator that you want to talk to. And you're not restricted to only speaking to Marco Rubio or Bill Nelson. And by the way, you could try putting a little pressure on Bill Nelson for what good it'll do.
Where is he?
Well, you know, he's up for re-election. He's up for re-election next year.
You think he might listen, but he was the final vote, wasn't he, in Obamacare?
They tried to label it that way.
He was the guy that pushed it over the line.
You could say all the Democrats who voted for him were the final votes, but yeah, he definitely was. So,
I
said, for what good it would do, but he is up for re-election next year. So if there are Democrats out there and big donating Democrats, and you side with the Republicans somehow on this issue, call Bill Nelson.
Yeah, call Bill. Let him know how you feel.
202-224-3121 gets you the Senate operator, where you can hook up by naming the state, the senator you want to talk to, like Dean Heller is Nevada. Dean Heller. By the way, JJ called back and said Dean Heller was one of the ones she called to. You got Dean Heller of Nevada, who's on the fence. You got Shelley Moore Capito of West Virginia, who's on the fence. You got Rob Portman of Ohio, who's on the fence. You got Lisa Murkowski of Alaska, who's on the fence. Mike Lee, I think, is willing to vote at least to put this on the floor, but you might also want to include him. He's Utah.
Susan Collins.
Susan Collins, Maine.
Yep.
All right.
Don't miss her, because, boy, she's getting a lot of heat.
Right.
Vote the other way. I can tell you that, having been up in Maine a week ago.
All right. When we come back, we're going to get to some other news bits of the day. So please stay with us, the American Adversaries. We'll be right back.
FM 105.5, AM 660, The Answer.
Looking for ways to help your local community and help yourself at the same time? Got real estate you'd like to get out from under? Got beat up or vacant rental properties? How about inherited properties that need a lot of investment just to be sold? Got property with liens or judgments? The Florida Housing Group is an IRS-approved 501c3 nonprofit organization that has the legal resources to accept such properties, repair and resell them, and use the funds to help local charities. And you can receive a tax-deductible receipt to apply on your taxes for 2017 and beyond. Donating unwanted real estate can be good for you and good for others as well. Call the Florida Housing Group today. You'll be doing a good deed for your community and for yourself. Call 941-203-1111 for full information. That's 941-203-1111.
The weather is heating up, and so is the Central Florida real estate market. Hi, I'm Pierce Outlaw, Vice President of Patriot Home Funding. The greatest asset a buyer has in a hot competitive market is the ability to close on time, at a great rate, and with no hassle. The home loan professionals at Patriot Home Funding are dedicated to making sure you get the best financing possible to make you the most attractive buyer possible. And if you are a seller, you need the peace of mind of knowing that your buyers are pre-approved by the most knowledgeable and experienced lender to ensure your sale closes. All it takes is one free 15-minute phone call to get your pre-approval today. Our 112 combined years of superior service and expertise will stand behind you as a buyer or seller to ensure your transaction closes on time, efficiently, with the best rate and lowest cost possible. Pick up that phone now and call Patriot Home Funding at 877-377-8123. That's 877-377-8123. Or visit us on the web at mypHF.com. That's mypHF.com. At Patriot Home Funding, we finance the American dream. Patriot Home Funding is a licensed mortgage broker in the state of Florida, NMLS number 171-699, and is an equal housing lender.
Merrily here from Vacation Travel Planners, a member of Cruise Planners, with the latest vacation deals.
Like Bahama cruises from $218 per person. Or how about an Alaska 7-night cruise starting at $799 per person? Or a Caribbean 7-night cruise starting as low as $499 per person? Sandals and Beaches Resorts are offering specials up to 65% off. Iceland is a hot destination in 2017. How about a 5-day vacation starting at $1,529 per person? Join me for our spring Come Sail Away With Me cruise on the Royal Caribbean Oasis of the Seas, starting at $860 per person.
Give us a call at 321-251-4777. That's 321-251-4777. Or visit us at vacationtravelplanners.com. Keep listening to the American Adversaries for new travel specials every week. Bon voyage!
That's right. Let the bodies hit the floor. Welcome back to the American Adversaries. You're listening to Christopher Hart, Mike McBath. 407-774-8255 is the number. Just saw a poll that was crawling across the screen here a little while ago. They showed it actually on Fox here. We were watching the monitor. And of Trump's approval rating. And what was it about? It was like
about 46.
46%
approved. Yeah, which it was about what it was 50, the previous month.
Yeah. It was 43. He had gone up a
little
point.
Bit.
Yeah. Yep. And I think 50 something disapprove. But it really has been unchanged.
Yeah. I mean, I call
last,
it flat.
Over the last 2 months. Mm-hmm.
Do you actually think Trump supporters believe the polls? I don't. I just don't buy the polls because of what they did and how far off they were during the time of the election, particularly into the end.
Yes.
I just don't buy that story.
Well, there's somebody out there who's probably also disappointed with her poll results.
Oh.
And that would be Hillary Clinton.
Are you kidding? She's a sweetheart.
You would think with Trump's poll numbers, and you polled people that her numbers would be higher.
Mm-hmm.
They're lower. And in fact, even amongst the people who voted for her last year, her poll numbers have suffered, have gone down.
Well, you know what? You're Hillary tired.
Now, they're not all flocking over to Trump,
but
they don't like what they see in Hillary Clinton. This is from Bloomberg. There's growing discontent with Hillary Clinton, even as she has largely stayed out of the spotlight, said pollster J. Ann Selzer, who oversaw the survey. It's not a pox on the Democratic House because numbers for other Democrats are good. The article goes on to say, the former First Lady and New York Senator has made a few speeches, occasionally tweaks Trump, but it mostly kept out of the Senate. In follow-up interviews with poll participants, Clinton voters denied that their negative feelings about her had anything to do with her losing the election and therefore helped Trump move into the White House. Instead, their comments often reflected the ongoing angst among Democrats about how to best position themselves against Trump and Republicans in 2018 and beyond. Many said they wish Bernie Sanders of Vermont had won the Democratic nomination, or that they never liked Clinton and only voted for her because she was the lesser of two bad choices.
Boy, was that ever true.
She did not feel authentic or genuine to me, said Chris Leninger, 29, an insurance agent from Fountain Valley, California. She was hard to like.
Oh. Boy, is that hard
to believe.
You
want to talk about understatements,
man. Yeah, she was hard to like. Wow, a walking nightmare.
Ay, caramba.
Wow.
He was an independent who leans Democratic. And by the Chris Leninger is a woman. She said she found Sanders much more likable. Ha, God.
Oh, I know. Like
that is a really low blow to Hillary. If Bernie Sanders is more likable than her.
Is not Bernie a canned pitch? It's the same story, same words, same hairdo every time he steps on stage.
She's right about this, though. Bernie had a better story to tell. But I don't blame her for Trump, she said. There were a lot of factors that fed into Trump's becoming a president, and she was just one of them. Mm-hmm. And in that fact, she's actually right.
She is right.
Yeah,
numerous factors. Yeah, it was good to see.
And
she'll go swing the Republican side now.
But the Russians weren't one of the factors.
Oh, we're all fed up with this, Trish. No,
caramba.
I know. Please.
Also, real quickly, President Trump has ended the CIA's policy practice of providing weapons to Syrian rebels.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, we've long accused Hillary Clinton and the CIA of doing just that in Libya, and that the whole Benghazi thing was caught up either in trying to get those weapons back or trying to get them out of Libya into Syria via Turkey. And Christopher Stevens caught up in the middle of it.
We still haven't figured out Fast and Furious, have we?
With
Eric Holder?
Yeah,
Eric Holder's still running around, and no one ever has really gotten to the bottom of this and put this guy where he belongs on this issue.
Yeah, just another instance of putting weapons in the hands of bad guys.
Bad guys, right.
All right.
Nice.
We got to take another break. When we come back on the other side, we're going to talk about some other of the day's news and some of tomorrow's news, and it will be
tomorrow's going to be a big day.
Yeah. All right. We'll be right back with the American Adversaries. Don't forget, please like us on Facebook. If you do, tell us why. If you don't, that's American Adversaries. Our website, AmericanAdversaries.com. And you can follow me now on Twitter at Chris Hart Radio. We'll be right back.
FM
105.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The vice chair of President Trump's Voter Fraud Commission says we may never know whether Hillary Clinton really won the 2016 election's popular vote. Kansas Secretary of State Kris Kobach says even if ineligible voters were determined to cast votes, it would be impossible to determine whom they voted for. White House officials say they will continue to provide health care cost-sharing subsidies that help cover deductibles and co-payments for low-income consumers this month. But White House spokeswoman Sarah Huckabee Sanders says the subsidy status is undetermined beyond that. Sanders was speaking at a White House briefing Wednesday after President Trump held a lunch with Senate Republicans trying to salvage their stalled Obamacare replacement health care bill. On Wall Street, the Dow by 66 points, the NASDAQ rose 41, the S&P advanced 13. More details at srnnews.com.
Folks, if you drive a Mercedes-Benz, you need to know Jerry Shepard of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service. Jerry owns and operates a state-of-the-art service center. Because you drive a Mercedes, you obviously care about quality workmanship. That's what you'll find at Jerry's. When you need expert maintenance or repair work and want it at the best price, call Jerry's at 407-366-6499. They'll have your Mercedes humming while you skip those high dealer rates. For the dealership alternative, call 407-366-6499. Jerry'sMB.com.
Well, you've heard the horror stories. The couple comes home from shopping.
Oh, my gosh, there's water pouring out of the ceiling fan in the living room. Henry, quick, grab a bucket.
My new wood floors. They're ruined. Gosh, I wish we had this home inspected before we signed on the dotted line.
This is Aubrey Kahn of Firm Foundation Home Inspections. Buying a home is the biggest investment you'll make. You have to know what you're getting into. Henry and June now have a nightmare on their hands. Don't let that happen to you. Call Firm Foundation Home Inspections before you sign on the dotted line. We'll inspect the property from roof to foundation with the latest technology to know if there are any leaks or electrical problems. You'll get a detailed report, and at Firm Foundation, we warranty our work, ensuring your peace of mind.
Don't make that big investment without calling the home inspector that more realtors use. Firm Foundation Home Inspections. Call 321-624-0254 or go online to orlandoshomeinspector.com.
The news stories are alarming. Sexual assault, violence, workers' comp fraud, and drug abuse. And it's happening in the workplace. Last year, a construction worker in Central Florida attacked his boss with a front-end loader and almost buried him alive. And the Pulse nightclub shooter worked as a security guard for a company that knew he was mentally unstable. Hi, I'm Kathy Santomassino with ASAP Programs. If you're a business owner or manager, it's your responsibility to safeguard your employees. Did you know a company can be held liable if an employee does harm to someone? Negligent hiring can result in a company being sued, especially if that company didn't conduct a thorough background check. With Applicant 360 Screening Solutions, you will be able to effectively screen your job applicants and make smarter hiring choices. Don't base your decision on a first impression and a resume. Call me today at 407-702-9511. Call 407-702-9511.
Today's top stories.
We've got clear and convincing proof, sworn testimony.
I was saying this is a cover-up in search of a crime. There wasn't any evidence of collusion.
Happening now.
Everybody agreed that there's not a legal violation.
Breaking news.
I don't know. I think it would be extremely close.
The Trump White House. What's next?
I do think this. I think from a practical standpoint, most people would have taken that meeting.
News, opinion, passion. 24/7. Only on FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
Here comes Johnny Beaver.
Oh, hello, Florida. This is Mark Merrill. You may know me in wrestling as the star Johnny Beaver. I listen to the American Adversaries, and you should too. Don't let me come and get you, because I'll kick your booty with my tuna fruta.
All right, welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for tuning in. The American Adversaries Drive Time Now Prime Time Show on 1520 WBZW or on AM660TheAnswer.com or on your smart device. By the way, since we're on 1520 WBZW, we want to congratulate Debbie O'Brien on her 50th show here today.
That was
She's
terrific.
A great addition.
And she helped us out a little bit.
Yeah, she did with some key lime pie. I love it.
Can't wait to our 100th show.
Yeah, that's right.
Carrot cake.
So congratulations to Debbie. She's doing a great job here. She's been a great addition to the stable of talent here. And we really appreciate her being around.
And you know what really gets me about her? She's a Penn Stater.
How about that?
Wow.
Yeah, how about that?
She can read and write. Yeah, that's really good.
I'm starting to feel lonely around here.
Where are UCF Knight?
That's right. I got Nick. He was
Nothing
a Knight, too.
Nothing wrong with that. Yeah, nothing wrong with that. That's for sure.
Okay. So, once again, congratulations to her. And, by the way, if you're listening because you normally listen to us on the other stations, she's on 1520 WBZW live every afternoon, Monday through Friday, from 3 to 5.
Or.
Right?
She does like to talk to everybody.
Yeah, that's right. So that's 3 to 5, and it's a live call-in show. You can call in, and it's our hometown, is the name of the show, and she's doing a great job. And once again, want to wish her a big-time congratulations.
Darter football starts up very soon.
Yeah, and that's another great feature that they carry on 1520. Okay, all right. Let's see. Before we get too far away from this business with Hillary Clinton, you know, she had some things working against her, but she had some things working for her.
Oh, yeah.
And namely, your we used to call them postmen.
Oh, yeah.
Well, right? Or mailmen.
They came out the day with
your postal carriers.
This is just terrible. They come out the day and they go, the U.S. Postal Service was actually out there letting their employees off to go and work for Hillary Clinton.
Campaign.
Can you imagine that? They did that the whole time. It comes out today that they were allowing this. And this is totally against what is called the Hatch Act.
Right.
So, I mean, the reality of it is here's another major violation. These people are paid by probably us, the taxpayers, right? Because it's a government
agency. It is still a government entity, yes.
Right?
The Hatch Act says that government officials can't use government property or on government time for a political campaign.
So what's the consequences, Chris?
We'll wait and see.
In all seriousness, there'll be none. The guy did it. Millions was probably spent and, you know, time paid to people should have been working for us, delivering a the letters and stuff, and here they were.
The postmaster says if any laws were broken, it was unintentional. That excuse worked for Hillary Clinton. I don't know if it'll work for them. Perhaps because they're government officials, it might. Or government employees, I should say, it might. But it's just another way of seeing how people who want to get an edge in campaigns will do just about anything to do so.
But and it's everybody's just so been disheartening when you see this come out at this point 6 months later.
Well, the point I'm getting to is everybody's focusing on what Trump and Junior and stuff were doing.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing
mm-hmm.
illegal. There clearly was some violations, and yet we're just now finding out about it. And after today's reporting, the story is probably going to
disappear,
away.
And that's it.
Right. Now, will there mm-hmm. be any repercussions? Don't know. There's probably not enough record keeping to know who did what.
I would agree with you on that, but in all seriousness, imagine the millions of dollars in time.
Right. There were probably, you know, winks and nods. Okay, if you want to spend, you know, while you're out on your route an hour doing, waving a sign.
Dropping mailers off?
Or doing whatever. I mean, that mm-hmm. shouldn't be. I mean, the mailers should have been part of their regular duties and paid for. This would be volunteering doing things other than I would take it their normal postal worker duties.
Right. Right.
So, but yeah, there was a lot of shady stuff going on and far more going on against Trump that was going on in his favor. And so,
Mary, have you ever weighed it? You know, what went for Trump, what went against Trump? I mean, it's just horrendous what went against this guy. And they all seem to walk.
Right.
Okay.
You know, and this is why we spent so much time last week. And I wish, and to be honest with you, people like Jay Sekulow and others mm-hmm. who defend Trump would spend more time than they do. They do spend
and they
some.
Do. Bringing this up.
But bringing up the fusion GPS mm-hmm. and their ties to the Russians and how mm-hmm. all that played into the dossier, which led to James Comey, which has now led to the special counsel. Right?
Right.
That all stems from that dossier, okay, which was dirt digging on the part of Fusion GPS, originally for some Republican, but then for Hillary Clinton,
mm-hmm.
and they went to the Russians to get the dirt on Trump, right?
Right.
Yeah, this was not meant to help Trump get elected. This wasn't part of that collusion plan,
mm-hmm.
right? And by the way, the people that are credited with giving the information in the dossier, and they're credited in the dossier. Remember, it was source A, source
right.
B, and source A and source B are high-level mm-hmm. Russian intelligence officials or people in the know,
right?
So, well, maybe they were just sneaking around on Putin. Right. They don't do that because Putin knows everything over there. And they know that he knows, and they know that he will kill you in the drop of a hat if he thinks that you're stabbing him in the back. So, no, they were doing what Russian officials wanted to do, and that mm-hmm. was namely beat Trump and make sure that when Hillary Clinton got elected, that she would have been weakened by the process.
Well, again, that $500,000 payoff to Bill Clinton, you know, with the Russians.
If they have anybody in their pocket,
yeah,
it's the Clintons.
It's the Clintons. It's $500,000 plus the Iranian, plus the contribution to the foundation.
Plus what we don't know. Plus all the stuff
Imagine
we don't know.
What you don't know and all the secret parlors.
If Mr. Mueller, that is to say Robert Mueller, the special counsel, wants to actually do something good for the United States and law and justice and the universe, he will pursue the Clintons and all those deals that they were doing with the Russians and the Canadian through Canada and the uranium.
But do you think he'd ever would do that?
Probably not, since he was right in the middle of it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, he was right
and even
somehow.
Comey, in his own way, was involved with this.
Yeah,
too.
Well, because he was looking the other way. And once again, like we said, even though he broke the law to do so, he let her off the hook.
But there's enough evidence out there, it's discussed on radio and TV, that you would think they'd be obligated to follow this up. Can't Trump say, hey, follow it up?
Who's going to listen to Trump?
Well.
Right? You know, it's up to the Republicans in Congress to bear down on this stuff. And
to stop being on the defensive. Get offensive, buddy.
And to quit dilly-dallying around. They have got to change their work ethic in Congress. You know, we hire them to do the nation's business. Let me ask any of you business people out there, feel free to call and let me know if I'm wrong, but I got a feeling that you cannot effectively carry out your business if you close it down for most of the year.
Remember the figures,
and that's what they do.
Yeah, they work an average of about 137 days. That's all they work,
right?
You know, in Washington.
So that means that they're closed for operation the other 230 days.
So
right?
How do you get anything really effectively
done? You don't. Obviously,
that's right, Chris.
Obviously, you don't.
So that was
part of the message from the president today. Stay here till you get your work done. Then you take off. That's how Americans do things. They do their work first, and then they take their leisure.
Right.
They don't break the job up to take their leisure. You see? Because regular working Americans have to get the job done to get paid.
And the American people will identify with what he says. And
you better believe
they do. I think
they
will hold this against them very much so if they're not all sitting in there in August and get this done.
Yeah, they better get it done, that's for
get
sure.
Get her done.
And as Trump said, you were close, talking to the Senate. You were close today.
It is nice that he has them all in there and can sort of laugh at them like, Hillary's sitting right beside him, right?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. A little pressure there.
He put Dean Heller right next to him.
Right next to him.
Said he was a no, but he'll be a yes.
Yeah,
he's going to be a yes.
If not, he won't be in the Senate anymore.
Because he wants to get reelected. And Heller's over there next to him laughing, or at least acting like he's laughing, looking like he's laughing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, look, what I meant was
you heard that song, Crying.
It looked genuine, but maybe it was a nervous laughter that the whole world is now looking at me.
Right? I mean, the whole world is looking at you, Heller.
And
you don't get this audience sitting there in Nevada.
And like JJ said, we can call from Orlando. You folks listening on the Talk America Live radio network, you can call from anywhere in the United States and express your opinion as JJ said, when you get these folks and they ask, are you from, say you call Heller's office and you get somebody to say, okay, where do you live in Nevada? You can say, if you want, you can say, I live in if you know some zip codes, or you can just come out and say, I don't live in Nevada. I live in Orlando, Florida. But what he is doing affects me here.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to remember this.
Right.
Right. And we need his support. We need him to follow through with what he promised to do.
Mm-hmm.
And believe me, they will take note of it. And the number to call for the Senate is 202-224-3121. They'll ask you what state or zip code. You just tell them the state of the senator that you want to zero in on. Senators, 202-224-3121. And then this number is to the White House to just send some encouraging words that way. 202-456-1414, 202-456-1414. And don't forget our phone number. We'll be right back.
FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
It's that time of year when wedding bells are ringing. If you or someone you know is getting married, then you need to know Dino Rento Studios is there to help make every wedding a unique and special event. They have expert wedding planners that can help you every step of the way. Need decorations? They have them. Dino Rento Studios has everything you need to make that wedding very special. Don't let stress over the occasion spoil it. Turn to Dino Rento Studios and that wedding will turn out wonderfully. Call them in Orlando at 800-704-7089 or visit them at dinorentostudios.com. That's D-I-N-O-R-E-N-T-O-S studios.com. Do you suffer from chronic pain, stiff joints, inflammation, arthritis, fibromyalgia, cold extremities? Are you overweight? Do you have skin problems, cellulite? How about stress, anxiety, depression? Or are you healthy and want to enhance your fitness and achieve a more youthful appearance? Then cryotherapy may be for you. Cryotherapy was developed in Japan to bring relief to people suffering from rheumatoid arthritis. By surrounding you from the shoulders down with a non-invasive nitrogen mist for 2 to 3 minutes, your body's surface temperature is lowered to 40 degrees Fahrenheit. This triggers your body's natural processes to rejuvenate you. It can even slow the effects of aging. No drugs, no surgery. Athletes use cryotherapy to enhance their performance and to speed recovery. So take 3 minutes to optimize your health, fitness, and beauty. Call Chill Cryo Sauna now to schedule your appointment. 407-473-0992, chillcryosauna.com. Call now and improve your health from the inside out. People under a doctor's care should consult their physician.
Today's top stories.
We've got clear and convincing proof, sworn testimony.
I was saying this is a cover-up in search of a crime. There wasn't any evidence of pollution.
Happening now.
Everybody agreed that there's not a legal violation.
Breaking news.
I don't know. I think it would be extremely close.
The Trump White House. What's next?
I do think this. I think from a practical standpoint, most people would have taken that meeting.
News, opinion, passion.
24/7.
Only on FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
Little Naked Gun for you there.
Oh, yeah.
O.J. Simpson.
Now let's go back into the past, right?
Yeah, yep. Back into the past.
Yeah, like 1969, he comes to the Bills. He was the premier number one draft choice, probably the greatest pro football star in that era, other than maybe Joe Namath. And, you know, I know, like I said, I was with him for 4 years. And the many, many stories have evolved.
And, tomorrow it's another
chapter in the book, and we'll see how it's written. What about? Will we know actually at the end of the? Starts at one. Will we know by two?
We may know about the time we go on the air. I would think.
Really,
they're going to have a hearing. It starts tomorrow, 1 o'clock our time, and the hearing. Will involve not just OJ being there. Evidently, they will also allow people there if they want to come in and speak on his behalf.
Right.
And they will also allow people to come in, principals, not just any old body off the street, but principals in the case that he's been convicted of, not the Goldmans.
Their opinion.
And they can come in there like the guys that he took the memorabilia for.
The gun situation.
Right.
The memorabilia.
Or their families can come in and talk about, you know, maybe him not being released. So that whole process is, I would imagine, going to take more than an hour.
The media outlets are going to be mobbed in this. I think ESPN is like, you know, the one.
No doubt. But I would imagine that by showtime tomorrow, we should know the verdict.
What emotion should we show? If he's left in, what do we do? Or if he's left out,
I guess that's up to everybody, right?
I guess everybody will have their own emotional statement.
And of course, a lot of it.
Thoughts on this issue, right?
A lot of it is going to depend on how you feel about whether he did or didn't kill Ron Goldman and Nicole Brown. And that will be tomorrow. The earliest that he could actually be released is October 1st. They could give him a parole date after that, should they decide that they would parole him but don't want to do it on October 1st. There's a lot of discussion about, you know, what Nevada rules are. basically
on the release time.
What I mean by is what would be the conditions for him to be paroled?
Mm-hmm.
He needs to show that he has somewhere to go. He needs to show that,
over my house.
That he would not be consorting with criminals or the people that got helped him get in there. And he needs to I guess that's about all he has. And just to show remorse.
Well, he has to be able to show he can support himself and everything else.
And that he's had a good record while he has been in prison, and that evidently is going to have a great deal of bearing. As I was telling Mike, I haven't been there with him.
Right.
But from what I know, he probably didn't do what's known in there as hard time. He probably did a bit easier time because he went in as a celebrity.
As you say, he goes in as a celebrity.
All the other inmates are going to, you know, cater to him. They'll bring him stuff. They'll do what they can to make his life a little bit easier in there because they want to pal around with him. They want to hear his stories.
And the reality of it is, this sounds crazy, but he is a likable person. And I think that's been one of the keys to his success, even when, not only when he was playing, but right when his career ended and he continued on.
And perhaps he has had a positive impact
right.
on some of the other inmates while he's
really
there.
Good to hear.
But as I said, in prison, there's definitely a hierarchy, and an inmate who comes in with his reputation, he would be treated as a star.
You know, it's amazing, though, and I think about this. You know, when you're going to preseason camp, you know, it's very hot out, you know, like, and, you know, tempers flare.
I can imagine.
Because you're getting fights and everything else.
Right.
That's part of the game. But this guy was not that type of person.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He would, in essence, sort of walk away from a fight than be in a fight. You know, and this is right. times when, you know, everybody's, you know, competing and pushing. And so, I mean, like I say,
I know. It's always.
This is a real.
It's always very difficult.
Situation.
When someone you know.
Now, do you think Bruce Jenner will be there? Can you imagine if.
I kind of doubt it.
Chris, Caitlin, or whatever her name
the
is,
Kardashians.
Shows up. And can you imagine OJ seeing him going, what the heck is this?
Well, I will say this, that was it Robert Kardashian?
Right.
All right. That he actually is the one who got OJ to hire Shapiro.
Right.
Robert Shapiro. And it was Shapiro who put together the dream team. He brought in F. Lee Bailey.
Right.
And I believe it was F. Lee Bailey who suggested mm-hmm. that he bring in Johnny Cochran.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and so that's how it all, but by the time it was all over, Kardashian wouldn't have a thing to do with OJ.
But the other thing is now, think about this, and this was on the news the other day. His net
and by the way, neither would Shapiro.
OJ's net worth at the time of the incident in the trial, right, was about $11 million. Once the attorneys got through with him, his net worth was zero. You know,
well,
don't think
I guess,
they're working for you all the time, I can tell you that.
I guess to him,
zero.
OJ, it must have seemed, though, as money well spent.
He beat that.
He didn't have to spend time with Charles Manson. But the bottom line is Nevada is not supposed to be considering what happened or didn't happen.
In the murder trial.
Right, exactly. Right. That's all not supposed to have any bearing on
right.
this. It's only supposed to be about what he was doing in prison and what happened to get him into
Another
prison.
Another question. Will there be picketers outside?
I would imagine that there's going to be
I would think there probably could be, and con.
It's going to be a bit of the
it's a circus.
The same way it was back
right.
then.
I think that's what you're going to see.
It's going to be act, mm-hmm. whichever act number you want to put on it. That's
mm-hmm.
the act that we're going to see tomorrow. And going forward, should he get out?
Mm-hmm.
So that will be, once again, by the time we hit the airwaves tomorrow. And by the way, the Rays are off tomorrow, and it is contest time tomorrow. In just a second, we'll give you the contest rules. But we have Mike on the line, and he wants to ask Mike a question about juice. Go ahead, Mike.
All right, Mike.
Thanks for calling.
Hey, Mike, how's it going?
All right. Now, you're asking about
Chris, how you doing?
Excellent, Mike. Thank you for calling.
Mike, you're asking about his pension, how it worked?
Yeah. Is it true that he really gets $19,000 a month?
No. Let me explain to you. This is accurately true, what I'm going to tell you right now. If he, in the NFL, it doesn't matter if you're a superstar or not. If I played 11 years and he played 11 years, he's a superstar. I just get through the window, right? We both get the same pension. It's not related to your stardom. Now, watch what happens. his true pension, if he took it at 55, and we don't know, his pension would have been, and this is how lousy they are actually, would have been about $4,000 a month. If he waited till he was 65, it would be about $10,000 a month. That's what he gets. That's it. You know, so all
about
the media.
About half of what you thought.
Right. And it, all the media has never been correct on this issue, just like they are on everything else. But that's the accurate fact on the money. So,
and Mike knows because he's
know
the chairman
because
of the
I've
board.
Been involved with all this.
Right.
Well, I knew you were the person to go to find out the truth.
Well, that, you know, you got the story. And as Chris and me know, I mean, actually, as you know, he had been to Orlando. You know, remember the UCF had the Night of Nights where they tried to raise $1 million and everything. And Lou Saban was the head coach who had been his coach with the Bills. And, you know, OJ came to town for that weekend. And then I went out with OJ afterwards. And I still remember being in the restaurants and people would look over and they go, is that OJ Simpson? Well, I said, boy, he looks like him, doesn't he?
OJ was a fine man and a decent guy until he got involved with drugs.
Right. Drugs is the
drugs
end
ruined
of everything.
His life. And in either a direct or indirect way, caused the killing of Nicole Simpson.
But he was doing drugs?
What's that?
OJ was doing drugs?
Cocaine.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I mean, there's always, we've talked about it numerous times, there's never a good ending. Never.
No.
Yeah. Right. Not when you get involved with that stuff. So,
That's
the truth that, in terms of his pension. He is due something, but it's not nearly as much as the media has been saying.
And we don't know yet if he has a house, right, Chris? We think he has a house down in Miami.
Yeah, I believe
somewhere.
He has a house here in Florida. Both his pension and his house, under Florida law, are untouchable by any judgment or suit.
Right.
So, that's the scoop.
He'll have enough to play golf, right, Mike?
Okay.
All right, and look more for those
that's
killers.
Right. You know, you can play with Reggie and me.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Mike. Appreciate
right.
you being out there.
Thanks, right. man.
All right. All right. Appreciate it. Okay. So once again, we should know what the parole board decides tomorrow, unless they decide to take more time to make their decision.
Oh, I hope
we
not.
Should
Can
know.
You imagine that with all the media there? They go, well, right. we're going to delay this till what?
Well, assuming that doesn't happen, we should know by the time we hit the airwaves or soon thereafter. Okay, so that will be tomorrow. Now, our contest tomorrow, and we played Naked Gun for you, not just to talk about, I guess that's right, that was for OJ.
Yeah,
I'm getting
Chris,
mixed up
now,
with my bump music
on,
here.
You know? I mean,
tomorrow is message day.
Well, you know, again, what we're doing is we know that since the liberals have tried every trick in a book to punish, I call America's progress, what we're doing tomorrow is, again, sending a message. And our message is going to be very simple. It's for Maxine Waters and Schmuck Schumer. And tell them, what's your message to them to help America be great?
That's
tell
it. Them. Got a great prize package lined up for you, the best there
They're
is.
You're not kidding. It's, what, $380 worth of prizes at least?
At least, exactly. Oof. And so please
Huge.
Get those responses ready to go tomorrow. Once again, the Rays will be off. Now, Larry Elder's coming up next, and as the Rays game wraps up, of course, he'll be up on FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer, we'll be back tomorrow. I hope you'll be back with us. Please like us on Facebook if you do. That's American Adversaries on Facebook. And please follow me if you do that sort of thing at Chris Hart Radio on Twitter. So, till tomorrow, night, everybody.
It's Rays Baseball on FM 105.5, AM 660, The Answer, WORL, Altamont Springs, Orlando, and 1520 WBZW, Apopka, a service of Salem.